This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thank you for being a friend.
Okay, it's 7 after the hour here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with my friends Roberta Fasanelli, Michelle Gerson, and Kara Schillen, all here for your listening and dancing pleasure. Here's a story that is insightful and inspiring. An 18-year-old girl from Syria who pushed a sinking boat full of migrants from Turkey to Greece has decided she wants to be in the Olympics as a swimmer. Now, I'm looking at a picture of her. She doesn't look like, you know, swimmers, both men and women, are usually tight. They're muscular, but they're not muscle-bound. And they present that air of strength you get from people physically, spiritually, emotionally. You can usually get that by looking at them or being around them. This young woman doesn't look like she has the strength, but apparently she does, to do this remarkable thing. So what a neat story to go from the bombs of Damascus, Lebanon, all of the places that she's had to go to finally get herself to Germany and to be able to survive. But what a story to tell. So when you see things like this, what do you think? What's your first thought when you hear the story? What's her name? Sarah something or other, right? Isn't it, Kara? What's her name?
I'm looking it up now.
Sarah.
Yusra Mardini.
All right. Well, I think they call her Sarah.
Yeah, or her sister's name is Sarah.
Sarah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, her sister helped push the boat.
Yep.
You just said, you know, what's the first thing you think about? And this, you know, always reminds me of the moms who are able to lift cars off of their, you know, babies. Just the things that you're able to do when you need to do them.
When you have to do them. Mm-hmm. The adrenaline. What is it that makes it physically possible for you to do that sort of thing? And it really is hard, I think. It's very hard to explain it. It just is one of those things, like so many other things in our lives that are almost impossible to explain. How do people do things? How do people survive things? How do people create things? It's one of the wonders of the universe. And I think how else do you explain it? And why do we really have to? We get down, the news media always wants us to drill down. Well, how could this be possible? She's only 118 pounds and she can't possibly. Well, she did. So why don't we just accept it and congratulate her and wish her well as an Olympian?
I agree. And she has such a spirit. You could tell from her face.
Yeah, you can.
You know, you could see she has quite a spirit within her. And I'm looking at a swimming picture of her now, and I don't see why she couldn't be a great swimmer. I don't think I used to swim on my swim team in high school, and we all had different physiques. I don't think there's any standard.
You don't think there's a standard to women and men swimming physiques?
I don't think so. I know I swam with a girl who you would look at and you wouldn't necessarily think she was in great shape, but she was a strong swimmer.
Really?
And then you had those that were really thin. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's just,
I swam from age 4 to, you know, when I graduated high school. And I think it depends what strokes you do, what strokes you're really good at. Some people have the, you know, the triangle shape where they've got huge shoulders, but it, you know, I think that's if you do butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
But other strokes, you know.
Yeah, shoulders seem to be what gets most developed on swimmers, I would say. Mm-hmm. Roberta, did you ever do any swimming?
Actually, yeah, I was on the swim team in high school as well. Yeah. And I'm also a scuba diver, as you know.
Oh, that's right, too. That's
same
because
here,
you sink
Roberta.
So well in the water.
Yeah. I am so positively buoyant that it's hysterical. If you put me in the ocean, I don't even have to move my arms and legs. I just kind of bob on top of the water.
The only time I've ever done that in the water was when I was floating in the Dead Sea. If you've never been in water that's mostly salt, it is the weirdest feeling because you can't really dive. I remember in the water, it was a cold day. We all wanted to just jump in, so we did. And I've actually been there twice. Once with a bunch of people who were reporters. And then the second time I went into the Dead Sea, Greg Grunberg, the actor,
and Mary Lynn Reiskob, who is from 24. The three of us were in the water together. And we just played like children in it. We ran out there. The way, depending on what part of the coast you're in, some of it's fairly well guarded and watched, and some of it isn't. So we went down, we went on, and the guy said, don't go over there. And then we decided when nobody was like, okay, let's go there. And so we ran down to this place where there was a sort of cove and an opening, and you could sink your feet up to your knees in the muck that was there. And I remember having to pull, Grunberg's a lot heavier than I am, and his stepfather, or no, father-in-law was along with us too, and we were pulling each other out, and Mary Lynn had her husband, who runs a gym, so he's in good shape, he was pulling her out. But you get out into the water, and especially if there's any kind of wave content, it was a little windy that day, and the waves are really sensational, but you can actually run out. And you, if you try to keep yourself, even if you walk out into the water, like normally if you're on the beach, let's say in Florida, and you walk out into the ocean, you know, you can keep your feet down and walk out as far as you can go and then swim or sink or whatever. You cannot do that in the Dead Sea. It just picks you up. That's the weirdest sensation. It was just kind of fun, actually. But, man, is that water cold.
They have pictures of people just sitting there reading newspapers. That's really what you do.
Yeah, that's what you do. You have all kinds of stuff. But you wouldn't be sitting there reading a newspaper unless it was really warm. What time of year? It was December, I think, when I went the last time. Yeah, not great and warm, but a great experience to be sure. 13 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-547-0193. 800-547-0193.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting, buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus wood-look tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
This Easter, surround yourself and your family with music and find savings up to 25% at Guitar Center's Spring Savings Event. Strike a chord with a limited edition Epiphone Les Paul or Yamaha acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Add select three packs of the Dario electric guitar strings, just $8.99. Create a masterpiece in your home studio with a Harbinger 5-channel mixer, just $39. Or sing it loud with a wireless vocal microphone, also just $39. Don't miss your chance to make music this weekend only at Guitar Center.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Here I am, the overachieving radio personality. Doug Steffen is the name. Radio's the game. At 16 past the hour, I just feel corny today. I feel corny. Yes, so corny.
Oh, so corny.
Make sure you say that with a C.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. I was about to rhyme it, and I stopped myself.
Yes, 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 yes. North Carolina passed a bill, legislator there, barring transgender people from bathrooms and locker rooms. Unless they match the gender on their birth certificates, they got nothing better to do, obviously, in North Carolina. It's the same as the stuff from Georgia about the, you know, you've got your preferences, swell. Now, this may be different because some people actually might feel uncomfortable going into a locker room with somebody that wasn't, all the parks weren't the same. But how would you know unless you were looking?
Exactly.
Seriously.
And they're not looking at you. If they're transgender, they're not looking at you. Relax. Go do your thing and just leave.
So, yeah. So how are you going to know?
That's true. If they go in a stall, there's no way of knowing.
Right. Well, even if you're standing at a urinal, there's no real way of knowing. Unless you're, well, no, I'm not going to go there. A Columbia professor has filed a sexual harassment lawsuit against the University of North Carolina. This is against Columbia. A reporter suggests that this guy wants to, he's gone to the Department of Education to draw a sharper line between sexual behavior and speech, free speech. If I have the ability to be a free speaker, I should be a free actor. In other words, I should be able to do what I want. If I can say what I want, why can't I do what I want? And you know what? If you're not hurting anybody else, I don't see anything wrong with it, frankly. If you're into yourself and you have this persuasion, it might not be mine, might not be yours, but how does it hurt anybody else to be whatever you are? It's crazy for us. I mean, when I draw the line, not in what people's preferences are, but I don't think I should have paid for that soldier who was involved with Snowden leaking the documents. What was his name? Was that Sergeant? He became a woman. Who we paid for Chelsea Banning?
Manning.
Manning. That's it. Right. So I don't. You do what you want, but don't expect me to pay for it. Which is what happened. Imagine, government ruled that the taxpayers had to pay to have this guy have a sex change. Huh? Why? Well, where's the justification of that? Now that's where I get involved. It's none of my business what he wants to do, but I'll be damned if I want to pay for it. Why should I pay for it? Can you, any of you argue that that's reasonable, that taxpayers ought to pay for an operation like that? No, I didn't think so. Thank you.
No, there are other things, too, I would ask for. And
right, before that?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, it's all right, let's see. We got some food news here. 18-year-old inside a Popeye's chicken restaurant for a job interview. I thought we already talked about this the other day. How did this get back on in the front of this? You heard that? Did you hear the story, either any of you? Carrie, you might have.
Yeah, I heard about it. I saw it, but I didn't talk about it.
This kid who was applying for a job at a Popeye's restaurant was talking to the manager when some guy came in and said, give me a piece of chicken. And when the cash register opened, he reached over and grabbed all the cash in the cash register and bolted for the door. And this kid, Devin Washington, was in the store looking for a job, and he grabbed this guy when he grabbed the cash and was jumping out the door. And so between the manager and this kid applying for the job, they got the bad guy. The police came, bing, bang, boom. And so the kid got the job. Hooray!
Yeah.
Sort of the
bottom I think
line.
That'd be pretty bad if he didn't get the job.
You're right. 21 after. This is a good day.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bedbugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, we're at 23 and change after the hour here on the Good Day program. Let me present to you in our musical segment, our video of the day today at DougStefan.com. Basically, this is just silly. The Batman Superman phenom, which happens this weekend, opening up around the country and around the world, I think, this weekend as well. Here is a YouTuber who had some fun pitting the two of them, Batman and Superman, said again, Batman and Superman together in a battle over their theme songs. Batman's on the ukulele, Superman is on the bagpipes. You gotta see this, but it sounds silly. This is silly. I mean, listen to this.
That's it.
All right, let's just play one more time here, will you? Batman theme, Superman theme, this silly stuff. The Batman is on ukulele, Superman's on the bagpipes.
Batman.
Silly stuff. And what really is amazing more than anything else is that people have the imagination and the time to come up with this sort of thing. That's what always blows my mind. It just,
oh, yeah.
I mean, the fact that people can come up with this stuff, and it blows my mind. It really does. All right, so little music and dance is good for us. By the way, speaking of celebrating, the cherry blossoms in Washington expected to reach their peak this weekend. Warm temperature. Kara, what's temperature in Washington today?
It's supposed to be about 77, I think.
Right. And have you seen any of these buds unfurling on these trees yet?
I have not. This weekend is supposed to be peak blossoms, and I will probably not go see them. Last year, I made the mistake of driving through D.C. during peak weekend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, heavens. No, you can't. It's like the leaf people. What do they call them? Leaf peepers in the fall in New England. A busload after busload after busload of people come from everywhere, from Europe, from the South, from East. Like you've never seen a colored leaf before.
Well, that's the thing is they're beautiful, but at the end of the day, they're just flowers on trees, and it's just this really small area in D.C., and it's right on the water, so it's beautiful when you see pictures, but when you're actually there, it's tons and tons and tons of people smashed into this like little tiny area and people just running across the street and trying to not get hit. And it's
And everybody's got their camera on their smartphone. They're taking pictures like you've never seen a picture of a flower blossom.
And then you get home and you're like, I took 500 pictures of a leaf or a flower blossom.
Yeah. To what? So, okay. Those are sweet looking. What's next? That's kind of, right. I don't know, people's priorities are funny. Not that it's bad, it just seems rather strange and or funny. Food for thought, literally and figuratively. It's the Good Day program on the other side of the half hour. This guy, Gabby Gifford, shot her is suing her. Wait till we tell you that story coming up on Good Day.
Consumers are yanking the food chain pretty hard, and they're getting results. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. From transporting family and friends to hauling more cargo, Kubota's RTV X1140 utility vehicle allows you to do more. Visit Kubota.com for details.
When it's time to get moving on your to-do list, Kubota's RTV X1140 utility vehicle is ready. With Kubota's smart engineering, the RTV X1140's unique K-vertical design allows you to change quickly from hauling cargo in the hydraulic dumping bed to carrying friends and family with a second row of seating. The RTV X1140 is power, versatility, and a smooth ride in one sleek package. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate long-term financing going on now. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
Enough 20 and 30-somethings are now demanding healthier food products that they have the ear of big food. Pam Cook runs the Tisch Food Center at the Teachers College at Columbia University in New York.
For young people, sometimes it can be hard to find the healthy options, and so I think it's their sense of wanting to rebel a little bit, and it's actually coming out as a really positive rebellion that they're saying, we want food companies to put out better products for us.
Cook says food companies are paying attention.
What they care about most, and they should, is their bottom line, and they're realizing that consumers are going to be steering away from them. And so there are now constantly announcements about big food companies that are really making changes to what they're producing.
Cook says the trend is going to pass along the food chain back to the farm as processors and distributors try to meet these changing consumer demands. More on that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The jock used to be good times and great music. The moldy oldies are here on Gold FM 102.3.
You have the voice too. The yes. To the jock voice.
That's it. I've tried to lose that over the years. Thanks very much, because I've been doing talk since 1974. So what does that tell you? Once in a while, I get into pukester mode. Your gang, it's time for the FM 105 countdown. Michelle Dresden is here on Good Day with Kara Schilling. What happens if you skip breakfast? No, 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 no. You've all heard the adage that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but apparently a couple of breakfasts are now better than one. In other words, two are better than one.
I agree.
The study, which is out today, and we have it posted at DougSteffen.com, it suggests that actually this is an overview about 600 middle schoolers. Let's see, from 5th to 7th grade, tracking their weight as they ate no breakfast at all, one breakfast at home, or one at home and one in school. Surprisingly, the findings show it wasn't the children who indulged in second breakfast, but those who skip it altogether who are more likely to be overweight or obese. Huh. This is, I wouldn't use this as an excuse to double down on pancakes, but it's a very interesting.
It's a healthy breakfast. Yeah, I could definitely see it because, number one, I know if I skip breakfast, I end up eating even more later in the day, and then I'm bulking on calories towards when I should be reducing my calorie intake. And I think you have breakfast first thing in the morning, and it starts your metabolism going, because otherwise your body goes into starvation mode.
Yeah.
And then when you feed it, it doesn't, you know, it puts on weight easily.
Not good. We did a poll on this, Michelle, asking how often you skip breakfast. And the results, let's see, 28% of those who responded to this poll at DougStephan.com said, I never skip breakfast. 25% said they skip it every day or almost every day. 20% said once in a while. 16% said a couple of times a week. 11% said I'm having breakfast right now. I find because of the life that I lead, when I'm on the East Coast, I'm up in the 4 o'clock-ish hour, and I start with fruit, spread it over the counter, have yogurt, and that's pretty much all that I eat until I'm done. And then late in the morning, sometimes I have a conventional breakfast, but I'm standing up usually on the phone or talking, so it's not really like I'm sitting down. I don't sit down and eat meals often unless I'm with somebody. Through the course of the day, if I'm out in my car or my truck or I'm working on the farm or whatever, I'll snack a little bit. I always have an apple and a pear with me. And then sometimes I have some of those little cookie things that are supposed to be good for you in the truck. When I come home, like last night I came home and all I wanted was a bowl of soup. I was frustrated because I have packed up all of my bowls and all of my soup, all of the pans and pots. So I had a sandwich, peanut butter sandwich. That was the end of that. But by the way, a lot of people eat peanut butter sandwiches for breakfast. And apparently, that's pretty good for you. Peanut butter is good for you.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. The jelly's kind of sugary, though, I would have thought.
But the peanut butter has the protein and the fat, and then the bread, you have your carbs, so it sustains energy.
Yeah.
You won't get hungry for a while.
No. All right, while we're sort of thinking about food, story at DougStephan.com today about Domino's is trying to send pizza. They're delivering their, this is sort of a trial, pizza delivery robots. This is backed by the New Zealand government where it's being tried. Domino's said it was working with authorities on plans to use what they call DRU, the Domino Robotic Unit. It's a four-wheeler. You can see the picture of it at DougStephan.com. It's 3 foot long and high. It contains a heated compartment that can hold up to 10 pizzas. It's battery-powered, uses sensors to avoid obstacles. It apparently, according to Domino's, can deliver pizza within a 12-mile radius of the store. It has to then be recharged. It's sort of like a drone on the street. That's what it looks like to me. And I'm wondering, frankly, that's when they're going to come up with a drone that'll deliver a pizza.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true. I mean, I think people will start ordering pizzas just to meet the robots.
You think?
Yeah.
Why do you want to?
Huh? I don't order pizza. But you know what? That puts a lot of people out of jobs. All teenagers who have those delivery jobs.
That's the whole idea. And the more the push is on to increase the minimum wage, it just has this sort of domino, if you'll pardon the pun, effect. Yeah. It puts people, out. It's a job killer. So, who, under the circumstances, you got to wonder, what's more important, having a job and getting some money or having no job? I guess it depends on how many times you've been through the unemployment line. Isn't that?
Right. I think at the beginning you say, no big deal. And then after all, you say, okay.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Story from Palo Alto, California. Residents who earn up to $250,000 a year qualify now for subsidized housing. Palo Alto.
$250,000
$250,000 a year.
Okay, please explain that.
Well, there are a lot of people, teachers, police, janitors. This is the Silicon Valley. And because wages are so high, the price and value of homes has skyrocketed. I've actually seen this happen in my neighborhood in Santa Monica because Google, Apple, Amazon have all opened huge offices in Santa Monica on the west side. And because of that, the real estate value for homes in general, but especially the ones down where I am, which is close to the beach, have gone through the moon. And so what's happening, and not that there were a lot of people, I don't mean this to sound the wrong way, but there weren't a lot of teachers and cops and janitors living in my neighborhood there anyway, any more than there are kind of where I am on the farm, but for a different reason. So what they're trying to do is not lose the good teachers or the good police who say they just can't afford to live, so they'll go get a job someplace else where the pay is about the same, but yet the expenses for living is doable. So they either have to give them a subsidy, or they have to expect that they'll pay, they subsidize or pay the teachers more, pay the police more. But even so, I take a deep breath because there's so much stuff. Our society is so volatile because of all of these changes. Not bad. I mean, it's progress. But, right. I mean, thinking that you would be in the poorhouse if you made $250,000 is kind of a stretch for most of us.
I mean, seriously, I would think they're going to get so many applicants. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they're going to go through all of those.
Mm-hmm. Well,
sad.
But there aren't teachers and police that are making that kind of money. So if you're at that level or below, the city of Palo Alto is building these big housing unit. They're big housing developments. And so all you got to do is show them your tax return. Here it is, $248,000 I made last year. I need subsidized housing.
Amazing. And just to compare that to New York, I know because they have a lot of 80-20 programs here. And I think for the same, say you're looking for a one-bedroom apartment, you need to make under about $25,000 or $30,000. So that's the comparison.
In New York.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, that is a weird thing. All right. So that's sort of falls in line with something else going on in California. There's a yesterday it was announced there's a referendum on the ballot, and California is great for referenda questions. This one has to do with raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. This is on the ballot in November. If it passes, it'll be the biggest win in the fight for $15 an hour. But by the same token, it'll be the biggest lose because of what we're just talking about. Most of these jobs are in warehouses or in restaurants where they can easily automate. You can go into any plumbing supply house. I happened to have been in one the other day looking for some PCV pipe. And, I mean, you even can do it if you look around at how it goes at the Home Depot. There are plenty of these machines that can be run by people remotely. And they pick up the lumber or whatever it is. And in the case of the food, same thing. So it doesn't seem to me to make a whole lot of sense to be getting excited about this or putting it on the ballot when, in fact, what you're doing is you are conscripting people who are not skilled to having no jobs and therefore no home and no life.
Right. I know. I could see both points.
Yeah, you can see the argument on both sides, but hello.
Right, but I know, but it's going to force organizations to just get rid of more employees because they can't afford it. They can't afford to pay it.
And so people, it's like these politicians, as much as I like some of the things that Bernie Sanders says, the fact that he thinks or is trying to sell that the way that you can fix all of our problems is to tax the rich, which is absurd in and of itself because, once again, the simple side of this is people in their investments are what the money, where the money comes from to start new businesses and propel, get businesses bigger, and they're the ones that hire people. So you take all their money away. What are you going to do to incentivize business?
True.
Yeah. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. 44 minutes after the hour here on Good Day.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
It's hard to believe, but spring is here. And that means time for a little spring cleaning and spring savings. I'm Jenny Sue Birnbaum. It's a great time to reorganize your home or office by tossing out or donating what you don't need. And as for savings, have no worries. You could save 40% or more by switching from your current plan to Net10, the No Worries Network. That means you pay just $50 a month for unlimited talk, text, text and data with the first 5 gigabytes at 4G LTE speed. NetTen has no contracts or hidden fees and provides wireless coverage on the nation's largest and most dependable networks. Plus, NetTen's Bring Your Own Phone BYOP program lets you keep your phone and number or get a new one. You call the shots. NetTen is available at over 100,000 retail stores, including Walmart, Best Buy, and Kmart. For more ways to save, visit net10wireless.com. I'm Jenny Sue Birnbaum.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Aches? Pains? Looking for a solution to silence arthritis? Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream is the answer. Use it for arthritis pain, strains, sprains, bruises, and more. Don't let your achy joints and muscles slow you down. Make you feel like you again. Give Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream a try today. Beat the pain.
Available in stores nationwide.
Michelle and Doug at 48 past the hour on the Good Day program. Jared Lee Loughner, convicted murderer. He killed 6 people, wounded 13 others, including ex-Congresswoman Gabby Giffords. This guy has got some kind of balsam. He's suing
That's a nice way of putting it.
Her for $25 million. Because of emotional distress, he sends her a ranting letter accusing her of causing him emotional damages, accuses her of being a member of the Illuminati, watching Ronald Reagan films to learn how to fake being shot.
Wow.
He's serving 7 consecutive life sentences in Minnesota for the mass shooting that day. Is the lawsuit a hoax? Probably. But it gets us to talk with this other fellow, the Kalamazoo guy, and there's another one of these suits floating around someplace where the same sort of thing is happening. And so I'm thinking to myself, why do I even fall into the discussion mode? And I guess I fall into it because I find it interesting. Nobody's going to take this seriously, but it's another reason to understand how crazy some people in the world are. Another way to understand just how nuts some people are just nuts. Now, it's caused by different things. NFL back in the news. Let's see if I can get this taken care of. I love it when I can jam on them. What you may not know about Michelle is I was the first person in the country to really start talking about the concussion problem. Now, it seems the last 13 years, the NFL stood by research, which sort of discounted their involvement in the concussions. Now they have to change their story. There's some interesting information in a New York Times article today shows that a bunch of concussion studies on certain concussions were omitted from the studies because the players were smokers as well, if I understand, and the tobacco industry didn't want to be tied to this, so they convinced the NFL not to put the information in about their ties. The obvious we'd be inclined to think, after looking at this, that smoking and concussions is doubly, because the football players that were smokers that had concussions had twice the ramifications or negative impact of the concussions than those who didn't smoke.
I believe it.
Of course, it's easy to believe. And the fact that they'd want to squash all that information? Hello, duh. So, interesting food for thought. Always, that's the case here on Good Day, 51 after the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time on Good Day, as our opportunity presents itself to review some of the things that are going on that affect you. Why social media is making your life miserable in a moment. Plus, Michelle Gerson tags me on Facebook. How about them apples? Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, mom and pop. Okay, hold on a second. We talk again. We continue. We'll talk in a moment on Good Day.
This Easter, surround yourself and your family with music and find savings up to 25% at Guitar Center's Spring Savings Event. Strike a chord with the limited edition Epiphone Les Paul or Yamaha acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Compose a masterpiece with an 88-key digital piano for just $229. Or start a young one's musical journey with a Toka Djembe drum for just $25. Don't miss your chance to make music with savings up to 25% this weekend only at Guitar Center. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Know-how. Don't think you need new wiper blades? We've got two words for you. El Nino, which we're pretty sure is Spanish for you need new wiper blades. So head to Napa, where select Proformer wiper blades are as low as $6.29 each. Plus, save up to 50% by mail when you buy a pair. Because you're going to need more than one good wiper blade to weather the weather. That's Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last, offer expires 3/31/16.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
55 past the hour on Good Day. Michelle and Doug and Kara and you with a focus now on Apple. Let's start with Apple and move around. But the Apple thing is still number one, it would seem, in conversation about the effects of Internet and technology. Here's Bridget Carey talking about the event that Apple had this week. She thinks it was a repackaging of their old products.
I had this big event where they showcase new products, but I wouldn't call them new. I'd call them maybe new-ish because it wasn't that exciting of an event. This was something where Apple took, you know, concepts they've had before and just repackaged them into new, pretty devices. So you have a new iPhone, but it's not the top-of-the-line model that you get in the fall. This is actually the entry-level model. They're calling it the iPhone SE, and it's a souped-up version of the old 5S. They took the body of the 5S, in fact, this thing fits the old cases for the 5S, and just gave it all the goodness of a 6S. So inside it's faster, you get a fingerprint scanner, you get Apple Pay, along with some Siri tricks, and it's not as expensive as the newer model.
Right.
Once again, like I said, this event from Apple wasn't really wowing. We got a new iPad Pro that was the same as kind of like the last one we saw, but now smaller. So I guess smaller is the new trend here.
I think that part of the problem here is how overshadowed the announcement was with the issue of the FBI going after Apple to open up the iPhone. Now, the question came yesterday, who is it that's going to open up? They don't need Apple anymore. Who is it or what is it? So here's a technology expert named Leah Becerra who says that it's an Israeli company that will help the FBI.
An Israeli newspaper is reporting that Cellebrite, an Israeli mobile forensics company, is the third party that's going to help the FBI break into the San Bernardino shooter's iPhone. Multiple outlets have reached out for comment, but both the Bureau and the forensics firm have declined to do so. Cellebrite's website touts its own data retrieval abilities, writing Cellebrite's range of mobile forensic products enable the bit-for-bit extraction and in-depth decoding and analysis of data from thousands of mobile devices. Even though this company is based in Israel, Recode reports, Cellebrite is actually a subsidiary of a publicly traded Japanese firm, and Cellebrite has locations in many countries, including the U.S. John McAfee, who developed McAfee Antivirus, said publicly earlier this year that he would unlock the iPhone so that Apple didn't have to. This is what he told CNBC one day before the rest of us found out Cellebrite might be cracking the phone's encryption.
But I know exactly who it is and what they are doing. And I promise you that Tim Cook and Apple are not going to be happy with the solution that the FBI has come up with.
A California judge's motion requiring Apple to unlock the iPhone in question has been suspended while the FBI explores this third-party option.
Right. So this is all what we have here. Israeli technology experts are among the best in the world. As a matter of fact, I think Israel is the fourth largest producer of technology in the world. So,
absolutely.
Not
a great home of entrepreneurs.
Oh, yeah.
Technology.
That's a trending story at DougStephan.com as well. This Israeli firm reportedly helping the FBI to unlock the killer's phone. Michelle, Doug, and Kara, 50.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.